Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
So, if you'd
absolutely,
like to
absolutely,
we'd like
digress.
To
we've actually had the Premier in here this morning, Janine. He was very upbeat about the economy and that. Are you?
Look, he's got to be, doesn't he?
That's his job.
That's his job. In terms of Victoria, I don't know. I think the next few months are going to really show what will happen. The property market, I think, is a big indicator, though, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And the clearance rate for auctions and that, it's not going up. It's sort of not going down. It's sort of just hovering around a bit.
Yes. Well, look, they're saying that there's about 5 to 6 months stock on the market at the moment because we've had all of these new properties being developed and stock hasn't been moving. So they're a little bit concerned about that, and they're saying that it could blow out over the next few months.
And is that good or bad? It's not good for the market, is it?
Not good for the market in the short term at all if you're trying to sell. Not a concern, obviously, if you're long-term buy and hold.
Yeah,
a little
so
bit like the share market, wouldn't you say?
I probably shouldn't list my property for sale right at the moment.
Well, look, the share market, it's good for investors to have a bit of exposure to both.
Yeah.
So we always say, look, you know, with your property investments, consider that a long-term investment, and that's one bucket. And then in the other bucket, you can use the shares. They're much more liquid, so if you need access to cash, they're better from that point of view. You just need more knowledge. You need knowledge to choose properties, let's face it, because you could pick in the wrong area. You could end up picking the best house in the worst street and do the opposite because you don't have the background knowledge. It's the same with the share market, and especially in this time because, you know, there are a lot of quality shares out there still, even though prices have been quite volatile. But then there are stocks that you should just totally avoid.
Do you want to give us a couple of those ones we should stay away from at the moment?
Look, I think with investors, what they've got to realise is there's been a lot of talk about moving into small caps, that there may be some opportunities in there, because when the market moves into a sort of a correction phase, what can happen is that those stocks can tend to be a lot more volatile, of course, because the liquidity is lower. And so if the prices move quicker ahead of what their true value is, then that's what they're really talking about. However, I think that opens up investors who don't have experience to a much bigger risk than just buying into some of the big stocks at value. When you buy a small stock, what tends to happen is you put them into the bottom drawer and then you decide to hold on to them. But the smaller stocks, I'm telling you, are not designed for that strategy. And I'd say that if investors are looking to mix up their portfolio a bit and they do want to buy and hold some stocks for the long term, if they've got an interest in the market, then they can play around with, say, up to 10%. We talk to people all the time about never risking more than 10% into what we would consider more high-risk vehicles for them, and the smaller stocks are high-risk for people who don't have the right knowledge. And so if you put a small amount of money into those stocks, then you've got to know how to get out of them. And let's face it, we all know how to buy stocks, and everybody can press the button to buy something. But when it comes to selling, it's a different proposition. Have you ever found that yourself?
Well, when I was in the share market for the couple of years that I was, my broker just sort of said, I sort of had someone who did it all for me.
Yeah.
And I said, but it was good. They asked how much I wanted in sort of not high risk, but sort of higher returns, but more risk or something a bit more stable. So we sort of worked out a portfolio for that. I mean, it was mainly blue chip. I didn't go sort of into the, you know, Acme Gold Mine Company or something for 5 cents.
But don't you find, though, that, like, wouldn't you rather have the knowledge to be able to make those decisions? Because, I mean, when the cookie crumbles and things fall apart, you know, you've decided to have somebody else make those decisions for you, and at the end of the day,
you can blame them if it all goes haywire.
But that's what people do. However, in reality, you've only got yourself to blame if you try to pass all of that responsibility onto someone else without understanding what it is that you're really getting into. Because on the one hand, it's all very well to say, I want high growth, but on the other hand, have you really intellectualise what that means in terms of the risk that you're going to be taking on your portfolio?
Yeah, look, I didn't know enough about it, and I ended up selling because the market started to drop, and I wanted to get out anyway, and I thought I'd made enough money
Yeah, you got out just before everything crashed, didn't you?
Yeah. I did quite well out of it in the end.
Yes, so well done.
I thought I was very clever.
Look, I mean, do you think that's more luck, or have you got some intuitive powers that you're not perhaps telling us about? Then?
Well, yeah, I don't know, Janine. I got to the stage where it started to drop a bit, and I thought I got nervous, and I started to think, if I get out now, the money I've invested and the money I've made will pay off all my debt.
Mm.
And if I wait, then I'll still have debt left over if it goes any further. So I made the decision and went, no, I'm selling and I'll get out and I'll pay it off all my debts, which was great.
Well, what do you think most people did?
Most people probably would have stayed, didn't they?
Mm, that's what happened. And look, right now I'm looking at the market and, you know, people will have, when the market fell some weeks ago, a number of people may have bought stocks. Have you been buying any stocks lately?
No, I've got no money anymore.
And you've got no money to invest in the market?
No. I've got no money at all, do you know?
Okay. I won't go there.
Grey nomad mobile.
Yes.
Well, look, I mean, it is a very volatile time on the market right now. And there are people that I have spoken to that I've met out in the public, and you know, they were saying that they saw an opportunity to buy some stocks some weeks ago, and look, that was a really high risk time to be doing it, because you've got to wait until you can confirm that the probability for the market to rise has risen. Now, we think the probability has risen for the market to rise. However, as I've said to you before, it's at a really critical stage. So the 4,100 to the 4,200 point range is what's holding our market up at the moment. It's still travelling between the 4,500 and that range. So while it's in that zone, the market's more likely to rise than fall. And that's what we've been expecting for the next few months. But at the moment, it seems like the market's going back and forth while it's waiting for this decision in Europe to come through.
Yeah. Now I'm looking at the market now, Janine, and it's 42.60. Is that around right? Is that about right this morning? It's all red.
Look, the market, I'm just looking at a different index at the moment. I'll just move to the All Ordinaries. The All Ordinaries has gone down. It's actually 4,259.7 points. That's 1.5% down, which, look, given what the overseas markets did last night, that's reasonable to expect. Because we tend to be, at the moment, we are very reactive to what's going on overseas. And I'm expecting an answer to come out next week from Europe. I'm expecting some sort of resolution, or with there's a default. It could go either way at this point, but I think we're going to hear something big next week.
Now, are our friends, good friends, the Italians, Mr. Berlusconi's gone.
Yes.
The new Prime Minister apparently was a banker or something of some description, so... Is he going to have a better chance, or is it just they just a basket case like Greece?
Look, my view on this whole situation is that people, and this you love that. I know that you love talking about the conspiracy theory side of things. And what happens is, and in my opinion, is it's a big strategic chess game. So if you look at the Eurozone and the opportunities that are there at the moment, when everything's in turmoil, that's when people who are sitting there on the sidelines can move the chess pieces. So what better way than to get control than to put someone who's a banker in charge of these economies? And that's what we're seeing happening right now. So, you know, if anyone's got a chance of getting a resolution, I think these guys do.
Well, I hope so. And look, who knows what's going to happen in Europe? And because if one falls over, pretty much it's going to be like the domino effect, isn't it? They're all going to start collapsing.
Well, that's what they're saying. And yes. I think that there will be defaults left, right and centre. At the moment, I think that there is likely to be a default. I think Greece is probably up there in terms of... if I was to pick which country was going to go into a default, it would be Greece at the moment. And I think the others, they're saying, are too big to fail. I think the domino effect could flow through. In terms of people's portfolios and whether they're concerned about the impacts of all of this on their investments, if you're an investor and you've got a 20-year time horizon, you're probably not so concerned. But if you're coming into retirement now, then you really ought to have had some sort of plan as to how you're going to minimise the downside in the event that the market does continue to fall away.
Yeah. Look, I've been travelling around a bit, Janine, over the last few weeks in my beautiful motorhome, and
oh, wow.
I was camped up near Shepparton recently, and there was a few people up there, and we were just sitting around chatting one night, and some of them there have had to go back, like they retired and bought the, you know, doing the whole grey nomad thing.
Mm.
And then, oh, Beth, it's true.
I'm sorry.
And they were saying that now that they really have to watch their money because the market, because it crashed, and they sort of, their superannuation that is, has been affected that badly that they're sort of going, oh, we can only sort of do maybe 6 to 8 months of the year instead of the full 12 months that we're playing. And they have to get a job, like a part-time job to help fund their retirement now.
Look, we're seeing a lot of people come to us because they want another income stream. And the whole idea is that whether the market's rising or falling, you can make money from it. And so this becomes an interest for people. So not only is it a means to generate an income outside of going to an employer and saying, look, I'd like a few hours work to make some extra money. And this is something you can do on the road. So it's perfect for the grey nomad to take a little laptop, and Beth loves that one, take your little laptop along, and you've got, you know, you can set up internet access, and we teach people, and it's, you know, everything's done by the internet. So you can actually download all the modules. You get phone calls from our assessors that discuss ins and outs of learning how to trade. We hold your hand through the process, and I think this is something that a lot of people are starting to really value.
Oh, that sounds good. Now, if people want to get hold of you, Janine, for these courses, do you run them? Do you have to attend them, or are they all online, or how do people go about it?
Yeah, they're all online. And look, there are some people out there who, because there is actually a thing called Vet Fee Help, which you may have heard about. It's a bit like HEX.
Yeah.
And so there are some people who can actually receive government assistance to be able to study the course. So you get a software package that we use, but by no means is that, we never have ever subscribed to the theory of the black boxes. You know, you would have heard about black boxes that came out before the big crash, when the market crashed, that they were, you know, you could buy one for $5,000 or $10,000.
Oh, yes.
That was going to save you and give you all the answers to your investment needs, but it's totally untrue. Your brain is the best computer out there. The software is just a tool to help you, and it's all about pattern recognition, so you get to learn a whole series of techniques that will tell you the times to buy and sell, and the most important thing, though, that you learn is how to pull the whole lot together and how to manage risk.
Oh.
And Janine, just while we were speaking, I've just signed up to the e-newsletter.
Yes.
Yes, so people
Fantastic.
Can do that too?
They can. They can go onto the website to sign up for the e-news. We've also got a blog that we put up regularly. We put posts every Friday. Dale Gillam does a recording of what we think about the market, so they can listen to that as well, and we'll read it if they like. And we also do regular recordings of what we think about what's going on in the market with trading, aspects of trading, or with leverage, even things that are going on around the world.
Cool. Janine, we're going to have to wrap it up there. We're coming up to the news. If people want to get hold of you quickly, how can they do that?
They can do that on 1300 742 738. They can also log into the website www.wealthwithin.com.au.
Great, Janine. Thanks very much for being on today, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Janine. Take care. Bye-bye.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300-SHARE-TRADE.